a while ago, a couple of weeks ago, you guys, we asked you guys to ask us any question, and y'all did. And so one of the questions has spurred us to like talk about some things that we want to share with you all because we love you all so much. So the question was, what's your the person wants to know what me and Robin's favorite restaurant chain is. What's our go-to order? You look like you know good food. Yes, Robin and I are foodies. And I would love a foodie channel where you try new foods and you show your true, funny, authentic self. Okay, so food channel coming soon.
Right.
But until then, okay, so I remember when I was like in my 20s, every major city that I went to had a Morton's. So like my goal was I'm going to go to every Morton's under the sun. I'm going to hit them all. And I would always go and I would order, they have like a crab cocktail and then I would have like the salmon, even though it's a steakhouse. And then for dessert, they have like the lava cake. Boom. That's my meal.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. At that time I was drinking red wine. So with a glass of red wine and, you know, maybe two glasses, you know, so I can be feeling myself.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So that was your chain.
That was one of my chains. Okay. So I'm off Morton's.
Okay.
I'm a Mastro's girl.
Yes.
So love Mastro's. So at this point I've been to maybe like four of them.
Okay.
And I always get same kind of like the same thing. So they have like this crab cocktail for an appetizer for the main meal. I'll get the fish and then butter cake for dessert. What? And then a Grey Goose dirty martini.
Good.
Yes.
So good. So
amazing.
Good. Yes. So good. So good. So I really don't have a chain restaurant that I'm like, that's my go-to. I'm trying to think like if I'm like out in the middle of nowhere, you know, where like there's not like real nice restaurants, like what restaurant do I feel comfortable going to? I think I would rather starve. Like,
well, I think no. So for something like that, I know that you love Cava.
Well, yeah. So that's like a fast, like I'm thinking of like a
sit down.
Yes. Like an Outback or Olive Garden or Red Lobster or TJA Fridays.
No,
or...
no shade, but I don't go to those.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. But I do like, okay. So like, there's like restaurant groups that like, you know, have similar type, you know, it's like, so what is it? Copper Canyon Grill.
Yes.
And Stanford Grill. And so it's like, they're like Whitmont all
Grill.
Owned by the same people.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like those. Those are pretty much consistent.
I do like those. So what do you get?
Yeah.
Like Whitmont Grill, what is your go-to?
So Whitmont Grill, of course, the spinach dip.
Yes.
So good. Spinach and artichoke dip.
Uh-huh.
And the tuna salad. So it's like the ahi tuna salad. Like so good. It has like mango and like that, you know.
I know it well.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. My salad there is a kale salad with salmon. That's my protein. And then for dessert, they used to have this apple cobbler. That was amazing. And then they took it off the menu.
I hate it when they do that.
Yes. Anytime something is good, leave it alone.
Right. Why
people?
Do they do that?
Leave it alone.
Why do they do that? You know what's so frustrating right now? Like, you know, with the pandemic, the price of food is like sky high, especially like crab meat.
Yep.
So like I was at a restaurant and their menu had cream of crab soup on it. And I went to order it and they were like, oh, we took it off the menu because the crab is too expensive.
And that's probably the reason why you were there.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you get something in your head, you're like, I just want the crab suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just so, horrible. Horrible.
Yes. But I am, I just like to eat. I like to like try different restaurants.
Yes.
I don't like to go to the same place all the time over and over again.
True. I like to try different ones, but there is a sense of peace when I'm traveling and I know, for instance, RPM.
Right.
RPM has, there's RPM Italian, there's RPM Steak.
Right.
So I know, like, I was in Chicago and they have the RPMs are there and I know I'm going to get a great meal.
Right. Right.
So it's always like comforting to know, okay,
right,
this restaurant is going to do me good.
Right.
And service, guys. Service is key.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, I know that Mastro's has great service, Morton's always has great service. Like, if there's ever a place that I'm going to all the time and they don't have great service, guess what? I'm not going back.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
No.
Nobu, I feel like you...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If you can get in, you know, in certain cities.
But Nobu is also another chain that I'm like, okay, I want to go to all the Nobus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to date this guy's name, Sherman. And his thing is he wants to go to all the Nikki beaches all over the world.
Oh.
So... He and I went to, I think, 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where
Nikki Beach in St. Bart's.
Okay.
Nikki Beach in Miami.
Yeah. That's the only one I know of. I didn't realize it was like a thing.
No, Nikki Beach is that. It's weird because it's not, because I used to think that too. It's not like a restaurant. It's like the, you know, Nikki Beaches always have the bar area, or you can, what do you call it? Rent like the beach beds.
Right.
And then you're always like right there by the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always like a beautiful experience. I don't think I need to go to all of them, but I know that there's one like in Capri, I think.
So you've been to 4. So what?
Okay.
Four
I'm trying to think of the other two. Now that I've said 4, I'm trying to think of the other two. It's going to come to me, y'all. Okay. I'm going to tell y'all in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to think. Oh, there's one in California.
Okay.
Went to that one. Can't think of the 4th one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I will say, you know, years ago, it used to be like, I feel like when you go to certain cities, there's like certain restaurants that you just have to go to. So it's like you go to LA, you want to go to Crustacean.
Yes.
Which is hard to get into.
Yes.
Right. Miami was like, well, years ago, what was like Prime 112?
Yes. But Prime 112, y'all can't get me in there.
Right.
Okay. Today, y'all can't get me in Prime 112.
That was like the poppin' spot.
Yes. How about New York? Philippe Chow. You can't get me in Philippe Chow today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Philippe Chow didn't change into something else.
And Mr. Chow.
Those used to be the spots back in the day.
I just think restaurants, a lot of them are so fleeting. Like, you know, it'll be something that's popping.
Yeah.
And then
I remember, and this used to kind of be a chain. I think there was one in Miami and definitely one in New York, Bagatelle. Listen, I've been to Bagatelle and been on top of the tables, and there've been a huge party going on. Everybody popping champagne, like that was back in the day.
What?
Yes.
Oh, like, wow.
Fun. And then you think, okay, if I go to St. Bart's and there's a Bagatelle, you think you're gonna get the same energy,
and you don't.
No.
Okay. 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 That's like STK.
Yes.
Yes.
Remember STK, y'all? So STK in DC used to be popping,
right?
Because they would have a DJ and it didn't matter what the food tasted like because we just excited because we like feeling ourselves. We in there with the DJ. Actually, I met a guy that I dated for a very long time at SDK.
Oh, really? Okay.
In DC. Mr. Miami?
Mr. Miami, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, there's an SDK in Miami. In
New York.
In New York. DC, in LA.
Vegas. Right.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one in Miami is a little booty. But SDK, that's another chain.
That used to be the spot. Yep.
And I can't remember what I would get there. But I know that the bread that comes out in the pot, amazing,
so good,
amazing.
So good.
So all right, guys,
and like salty.
Oh yeah, salty on top, and it's all like the butter and everything. It's all like gooey and okay, y'all got to be good and hungry at this point.
Before we go, I just want to say, so my son Carter is a foodie.
Okay,
and you know, so recently I shared on my Instagram page that he's like been into cooking, and people are like, you know, how did that happen? How did you get him there? And it really developed from YouTube because he would watch Gordon Ramsay, the show that Gordon Ramsay,
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
So he would watch that on YouTube and like be so intrigued and he would like want to try the food.
No way.
And, yeah. So he became like a critic of like food, like my food, anyone's food that he would eat. He's like literally critiquing it like he's Gordon Ramsay. So
I love that.
Yeah. 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 So now he's just into like good food. So I'm kind of like motivated not to like try new restaurants for me, but for him to take him, like, you know, I want, like, where are some Gordon Ramsay restaurants? Can I like,
oh, we can look that up.
Yeah. Like I think he would be like so beside himself if I took him to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant.
He would freaking love that.
Yeah.
You know what other restaurant I like? Now that you think of, say, Gordon Ramsay, Bart and G. So Bart and G, and I think there's one in Vegas, Miami, and LA, I think. They the presentation of the food is over the top. So over the top that you're like, this is f-ing amazing.
Right.
Or freaking. I'm sorry. I don't want to cuss today. Today is my cuss free day. It's so amazing. But your kids would love that.
Okay.
I've taken my kids there and it's like, so they have like this, they do the desserts, like the cotton, they have a cotton candy and like the whole head of Marie Antoinette is cotton candy and it's like maybe 3 feet tall.
What?
It is amazing.
And don't they do something with popcorn or something?
Popcorn. They bring you out a popcorn machine. If you're eating,
it's all about the experience.
It's all about the experience. If you're eating like chicken and popcorn chicken or something, they bring out a popcorn machine.
Oh, okay.
It is so amazing. Y'all, I think I'm hungry, y'all.
We hope you enjoyed that Reasonably Shady highlight. You can catch the full episode on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us on social media at Reasonably Shady, or send us an email at whatsup@reasonablyshady.com. See you next time.